In this bulletin, Australian soldiers accused of the unlawful killing of 39 Afghan people. Pfizer and BioNTech say their COVID-19 vaccine is 95% effective. And in sport, Queensland celebrates a State of Origin series victory over New South Wales. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell has delivered the findings of a report into allegations of war crimes by Australian Special Forces soldiers in Afghanistan. It has found evidence of the murder of 39 Afghan people and that none of the alleged killings took place in the heat of the battle. The Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force conducted a four-year-long inquiry into 55 separate issues, mainly related to alleged unlawful killings and cruel treatment, dating from 2005 to 2016. General Angus Campbell says the report recommends that 19 soldiers should face criminal prosecution.
It's alleged that some patrols took the law into their own hands. Rules were broken, stories concocted, lies told, and prisoners killed. And once that rule was broken, so too, for some, was any further restraint.
General Campbell has apologised unreservedly to the people of Afghanistan for any wrongdoing by Australian soldiers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says no hotel quarantine system can be 100% fail-safe. South Australia has started a six-day lockdown with 23 confirmed cases linked to a cluster that developed after a hotel quarantine worker became infected and spread the virus to others. Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 more than 400,000 people have returned to Australia during the pandemic and no program can be 100% fail-safe.
In South Australia themselves, They've had their thousands of people come through their quarantine system. It's what you do next. That's why you have many defences, and that's what they're putting in place now. And we hope that this is exactly as is intended, a temporary, very temporary measure, and that we can get stay ahead, I should say, of what's occurring in South Australia and avoid a much worse situation, which we're seeing play out all over the world.
And South Australia has not detected any new cases in the past 24 hours. The pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech say their COVID-19 vaccine appears to protect 94% of adults over the age of 65. The companies have released more data from their phase 3 clinical trials, which they say shows the vaccine works equally well in people of all ages and ethnicities. The companies will now apply to United States regulators for emergency use approval. BioNTech founder and chief executive Dr. Yuga Sahin says the vaccine is 95% effective overall and provides strong protection for people over 65.
This protection works also well in people older than 65 years of age. Yeah. And we have observed here 94% of protection, which is also an excellent value, and you know that the elderly people are of a higher risk. So that means this vaccine appears to work in the high-risk population.
Victoria has gone 20 days with no new COVID-19 cases or deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews has asked South Australians to cancel all non-essential interstate travel while it deals with the community outbreak linked to its quarantine hotels. The mayor of New York is closing the city schools after testing data showed an increase in the spread of COVID-19. The schools had been allowed to reopen, providing positive test rates stayed below 3% over a seven-day period. Mayor Bill de Blasio says that benchmark has now been exceeded, which means the schools have to close.
No one is happy about this decision. We all, in fact, are feeling very sad about this decision because so much good work has been put into keeping the schools opening them up to begin with. Let's start there. Opening the schools when almost no other major school system in America opened, making them so safe.
Britain will ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans by 2030, a decade earlier than its original commitment. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's part of plans for a green revolution, which he says would create 250,000 jobs in energy, transport and technology. The government's plans also include investments in hydrogen energy and carbon capture technology, and a goal to generate enough wind energy to provide electricity to every home in the UK by 2030. In rugby league, Queensland has claimed its first State of Origin series victory in 3 years after winning the deciding match 20 points to 14. 49,000 people watched the contest at Lang Park. Maroon star Cameron Munster claimed the man of the match and series honours.
There's no better feeling putting the Maroon on. It's the pinnacle of rugby league, and just so grateful to be playing with such great players, and let's celebrate! This one's for you guys!
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing, 26 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 36. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 32. Hobart, possible light showers and 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 28. Wollongong, similar conditions, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.